we are on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, it's around six lines before the next Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Rabbe, Don Rav Kerameya. Rav Paskin like Rameya, Uposak Ilchese Kerab Shimon. And when he taught his Talmidim, this was a Maisa Rav. Rav Paskin like Rameya, and he taught the Talmidim that Aloch is like Rab Shimon. Now the Gemara elaborates. Don Rav Kerameya. The Sanya, we learned about Raisa as follows. There was a Karka that was Miyuchet Luxuboso. It was Meshubit for her Ksubit. And then the husband decided to sell this Karka. And he requested his wife to undersign the Shtar Mekach, that she's also masking. That means he realized that no one would want to purchase the karke if it's Meshubed Leishtoi, and when there'll be a Zman of Tvias Ksube, she'll be Doiva from the Lekuches. So he asked her to undersign the Shtar Mekach. V'loi chasom aloi. She didn't chasma, she didn't undersign it. She was not interested in giving up her schuyais to be gaiva from this karke. Lishaini, then he decided to sell it to someone else, v'chasamaloi. And then, on the second mekach, she chasmed. So, avdok subosa divre Rameya. So Rameya says as follows. We see this woman has a mind of her own. She's not influenced by the requests of her husband. He asked her to sign the first shtar. She didn't. So why did she sign the second shtar? She agreed to this person. She's masking to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not raya. You continue pressuring her. So she agreed. So Mamela, but it's not muchach that there's a real askome to the Mekach. Ate malochem alai. So the lekuches, what are you gaivit? It's my kach, it's meshubit to me. You have no right to be gaivit. So in this machloikes, Rav Paskin like Rameya, that I assume that the chsime is a hira, that she was maskim to the Mekach. Uposak hilchese k'Rab Shimon, ki hodesnan, Rab Shimon oima ochlo peres gmurim, misharmen peres gmurim, im so sayim. In this machlokes he paskin like Rab Shimon. Let us see what Rashi says. Don Rav maisa ovet. This is a maisa. Posak hilchese kloima, limeid le talmidim shaloche k'Rab Shimon, Halacha psukele deiros. It wasn't a gale maisa, but he taught us this talmidim. That's how we paskin. V'loi chosma loi, sodam yuchedes luksubosa. By the first one. Avda ksubosa. V'loi motzis loima nachas ruach asisi lebaili. She can't say that the reason I was maskim is because, I'm not maskim, I just wanted, he was pressuring me that, so I chasmet. Tim Cain, if she's such a obliging wife, Avalola Mevid Larishan, so why didn't she chas me on by the first time? Halavada Gomro Meknaya. On Kochach, you have to say she was Gomro Makna. Let us see Taisvitz. Kosov Larishan Lechos Molay. Besoif Misha Hoya Nosui, Meforish Ravashi. Dafilu Rameya Loikoma. That what Rameya says, that by a chsime of the second shtar means that she's really maskim to sell to the second lekuches. So Ravashi says Dafilu Rameya Loikoma Elo Bishnei Lekuches. The two different lekuches. So I can understand the Shinu Yanhoga as follows. That she did not agree that the karka should be sold to Lekeach Aleph. She's maskim lekeach beis. That's the difference between lekeach aleph and lekeach beis. If the only time she's doing it, she doesn't agree to the second mekach, is mikami boy lolameva. So why didn't she oblige by the first mekach? But if there were two stories that the husband wanted to sell this karka miyachedes luksubes ishtay to Reuven, and by the first star she did not agree to sign, and by the second star she agreed to sign, so the Ramei is also made this. So it's the same like Kayach. So what happened now? She succumbed to pressure. Nachas ruach asisi labai. Bimtaima, so Taisvus es sakashe. The Beperek HaNezokin Gabi Lokach Min Ha'ish. There it's speaking about a person purchased a karke from a husband. V'chozar V'lokach Min Ha'isha. And then he purchased it from the wife. Mekhei Botel. So it doesn't mean anything. That what the wife sold it to him does not mean anything. It means Achaschuach Osisi Labayli. Omar Rav. Now we hear from Rav. So Rav says in Gittin, Loi shonu el do omro lei lei chazei kukni. That what it says, chaza v'lokach mine isha, it doesn't mean anything. It's mekhei botu. That's dafke. If she said lei chazei kukni, so we say she doesn't mean it. She means nachasu chasisi lebayil. Avol bishtar, but if she wrote a shtar, kone. But if she wrote a shtar, you koine. Ma'alokach minish v'chos v'alokach minish v'koi k'namuchach besugi. So Taisa says a tremendous problem. Here we have that Rav Paskins, like Rav Meir, that I only assume that she really meant it, because we see from the first lekeach, she wasn't masking. The second lekeach, she's masking, so it seems she really means that it's not al tznachas ruach asisi labayli. There we're speaking about one lekeach, the first lekeach, she wrote a shtar. Rav says, oh, she wrote a shtar. She's zicha masking. Some say to say words like chazekakni. No, she said it. Thanks, tznachas ruach asisi labayli. But she wrote a document. She really means it. So we have a stira, Rav and Rav. Rav Bayos says that the only time you say a shtar is a proof, if it's two different lekuches. V'oy mari, sheyesh lechalek ben kosvo b'shtar atzmoy shel bal, lekosvo shtar bifnei atzmoy. So the Ri says there's a difference. Agamo is speaking about that she undersigned the husband's shtar. So really, it's the husband's shtar. The husband wrote the shtar. It's the husband's shtar. What is she doing? She's agreeing to what her husband did. It's the husband's shtar. She's agreeing to what the husband did. When she agrees to what the husband did, that doesn't mean anything. We say, nachasu chasisi labayli. And that's our gemara. Unless I have a hichoch, it's not nachasu, because the first time she wasn't masking, and now she's masking. That's our gemara. The Gemara in Gittin is speaking about that she wrote her own shtar to the Lekeach. She wrote her own shtar to the Lekeach. Ooh, this here she means business. Here she really means to sell the karke. I saw Dayela Sashacha asks Akasha, how can she write her own shtar? It's not her karke, it's Meshubata. The Gemara says, a malve can't be, a karka that's meshubah to the malve can't be magdish a karka. It's ain't a meshusa. It's meshubah. He can't make a kinyan now. It's not his. It's only as a shibut. So yes, Akasha, how can she write her own star? I think it's not kefelech. The star does not work out star. But this action speak louder than words. From that, if she's undersigning her husband's shtar, so the message is she agrees to what the husband is doing.
to agree what the husband is doing is because nachas ruach hasisil abayil. That's all what she's saying. She didn't make her own shtar. If she makes her own shtar to the lekeach, so she is saying that she's saying, I agree to the husband. I agree that he should be koina. That's what she's saying. So even though in hilchis shtar, it's worthless, but the message that I get from this shtar means something. I think, Lachayra, that's pshat and tais. You don't need hilchis shtar over here. I just have a gilui das that she's really masking to the Mecca. When she writes a shtar, she's not agreeing to her husband. She's agreeing that the karka should belong to this person. That's what it says in the shtar. So Mamela, so there I assume she really means it. She's really masking. That's one teretz. So that's the thing. Gemara Gittin is speaking about she wrote her own shtar. No, I could say that it's speaking about she undersigned her husband's shtar. Elo, but it matters what the nusach is, what it says on the shtar. Ela shekosva on the husband shtar, she wrote, she atzma mochaluk, she's selling to the lekuches. Aval chsoma loy dahocha agama means aine shemochla shibut shibosa sheyeshla al sodezu. Here all she's saying, she's agreeing to what he did. There she's writing, she wants to sell it. She wants it to be sold to the lekuches. V'chein mashme loshen chsoma, Kloimer shen nisratzis b'mekach. All she's saying, I agree. V'loi mochsaboy. She's not protesting. So agreeing and not protesting can also mean nachas ruach hasisi labayle. And they're speaking about that there's a nusach she's writing, I'm selling it to the lekeach, which means I'm asking him that he should purchase the car. V'rab alozo mishan spirish. Now, in order to understand what Taisus is going to say, let us just explain. The machlokes Taisus will bring down Rav Shmuel. If you say achayis to a sofer, or you say achayis lav to a sofer, which means as follows. Let's say Reuven sells a karka to Shimon, and Shimon asks him, what's going to be if your Baal Chayv takes it away from me? What's going to happen then? Let's look a little in the future. So he says, I'm a Kabbal Achayas. If my Baal Chayv will take it away, I'll give you back your money. No, Shaila. So Shimon says, no, write it down in the Shtar. No problem. So he writes down the Shtar, it's a Kabbal Achayas. That's Gebaldik. Rav said that this is an understood factor. Whenever a meicha was a meicha and a lekech, it's understood that the meicha is giving kabbalachayis and he's giving money. It's he's giving the money and he's going to lose the karke. It's understood. So kan shayla ben, if it's understood, so why wasn't it written in the shtar? The sefer forgot to write it. But don't bring rayas from hashmatas hasefer that this karke is sold without a chayis. Chas v'shalom. There's no such thing. Every karke is sold with a chayis, unless specifically he says, we're not mekabel a chayis. Every karke is sold with a chayis. That, what you don't, it wasn't written specifically. The sofer forgot to put it in, but it's an understood factor. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel holds a chayis laftos. Nah, if it wasn't written, the not writing is telling us a message. That means it's a mekach and that's it. There's no kabbalah sachayis mitzad the meicha. So now the Rav Elozo Mishan Spirish, the time the Rav Hosom the Bishtar Koine, the Gemara that says in Gittin that if she wrote a shtar, so the lekech is koine. Mishum de svirle achayis to seifa. Because Rav holds achayis to seifa. Vavikilu kiblo ala achayis. So if we say achayis to seifa, so it means she is mekabel achayis and the Mecca. So if that is what is understood from Ashtar, she can't say nachas ruach hasisi labayli. Because she's saying in other words, the cock is being sold to you and it will be taken away, including me. I'll pay you for it. So it comes out, if she's being mekabel achayis on this Mecca, so she won't take it away because she has to get, because she'll have to give back all the money. She's saying, I'm selling it to you and I'm mekabel achayis, it will be taken away. She's the culprit. She's the balchayim. She's the ksubas isha. So memele, by her being mekabel achayis, that shows that she's masking that it should be sold. And she's telling him, you won't lose anything. It can be yeshud with your Mecca. So, that's the Gemara in Gittin. Avol in Pirish, Beloy Achayis, Loy Kone, Afilu B'Shtar. But if he said B'Fesh, Na Mekabel Achayis, then Shtar won't help. And the Mephoshim explain, that's the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis, Grad is speaking about clearly she wasn't Mekabel Achayis. So that's why, even by the second Mekach, if it's the same Lekeach, you don't have any Eichoche. So we say that Nachasruch HaSisi Labailim, because they're speaking out the head, yes, she said she's not Mekabel Achayis. Ushmuel the Omar Atche Tichtav Lo Yachayis. Shmuel holds that Yischelek an Rav in Yischelek an Rav in Gittin. And he says, Afilu, she writes a shtar, it's also worthless, unless she writes Beferish Achayis, Mishim the Kosom Achayis Lachta Seferu. Because he holds the Ashmotas Aksivis Achayis is not a Toy Sefer. If it was not mentioned, that means there's no Achayis. The Pligi Bohachi, because we see there's a Machlekes, in this Nekuda Pekam of the Bob Metzia. The Shmuel Kamabed, the Shibut Tzorich Limolech. Shmuel said, if you want to know if the Moicha is Meshabet his Kakois for the Mecca, you have to ask him. Don't write it yourself. That means, Minastam, there's no Kabbalah Sachayis. So we see Shmuel holds Achayis Lafto Seifa. Rav Nami Omar Hosam Nimtso Sha'inei Shaloi. Rav is speaking about as follows. Rav is speaking about a case that Reuven sold Shimon HaKarke. Later we find that the Karke never belonged to Reuven. So he sold them stolen goods. So it says there in the Gemara, Rav Nami Omar Hosam Nimtso Sha'inei Shaloi. Rav Omar Yesh Loi Mois V'Yesh Loi Shvach. Yesh Loi Mois means that the Loikeach gets back his money. Well, that's partially he gets back his money because it was he stole a stolen karka. But it says something else, V'Yesh Loi Shvach. Yesh Loi Shvach means if the Loikeach invested, what happens now? Reuven sold to Shimon a stolen karka, fine? For $100,000. He sold them a stolen karka. Now, Levi comes and he takes back his karka. The karka belongs to Levi, never was Reuven, it's fine. So now that's also poshut, that Reuven has to pay Shimon the money he had taken. There never was a Mecca. But now there's a different problem. Shimon, who was under the impression he bought the karka, invested a lot of money in the karka. Now, what happens with this investment? Levi comes and he's taking back his karka. So what's with the investment that Shimon was mashbiach the karka? So Rav says in Bob Metzia, Reuven has to pay for the investment. That means the Reuven has to pay that Shimon shouldn't have any loss from his investing. This only works with Kabbalah Sachayis. So from Rav we see over there, even though there was no Beferish clause in the Shtar, these Mekabel Achayis, Rav says, Yesh Loi Mois V'Yesh Loi Shvach, Reuven has to pay the Shvach. U'mashmu D'Pshita Le'Filu Loi Pirish Loi Yesh Loi Shvach, even he didn't say Beferish is Mekabel Shvach, Kom Rav Yesh Loi Shvach, V'en Mishum Dis Loi D'Achayis Tor Seifu. Because Rav holds Achayis Tor Seifu. That's L'Gabi the Machloikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Uposa kaloche krab shimin, doma ochla peres gmurim, yimishalom peres gmurim. Peres habayin chanalo. Zemihoche pshitolom beperik narem beksubis, vacholoim medligzais kegosas domi leinyen balchoiv, delay toref lohu. Hafogav de plukta leinyen shvue beperik shvues hadayonim, banovim hoim des libotza ike betsuris damien iloi. I'd like to a little elaborate. I saw the Vayakir brings down a Tumim, which explains these halachas. we have the memra of Rav, the Rav paskened like Rabbi Yehuda. That ochol peiris gemurim, mishalem es peiris gemurim. That means even though the peiris are attached to the karka, there's a din of metalkala. There's a din of metalkala. So the Beinah Hananel said, oh, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you another chiddush din. What is the din if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, so, and it was Meshabed Akarke with Peres, and then the Peres were Peres Gemurim, and then he sold the Karke to Levi. Reuven sold the Karke to Levi. So the din is as follows, and now Levi cut off the Peres. So the halacha is, after he didn't cut off the peiris, the halacha is that Shimon can be goyve the karka, because it was meshubed to Shimon, but the peiris he can't be goyve. The peiris is metaltle. Kol ha'oime ligzeis kegozos dom. This is a metaltle. It's attached to the karka, it's metaltle. So memele, so the Rabbi Nachmanel said that the makor of this halacha is Arab Yehuda. Arab Yehuda said, "Koloi meligzis kegosus domi by Shume." But then he says, "But there's another case. There's a case. What happens? Let's say a person has a karke that has peiris gemurim, and then Eidechot says this karke belongs to Shimon, and he says, 'No, it belongs to me.' So there's a machloikis. You have to swear on the peiris. So machloikis. You say, 'Koloi meligzis kegosus domi.'" So it's metaltlum, so he's wearing the peiris, and he's wearing al kakois. If you say koloi midligzeis lav kegozes domi, so you won't swear. You don't swear in the kak, you don't swear in the peiris. So Emerson, when we learn this taisvis, it's everything's very vague. We have aloche by shume, and Rabbi Nachmanel says now from shume we know by gvias choiv that peiris oim this libotzer kibitzuris dami. But when it comes to shvuah, there's a machlokes. So where do you draw the line? We're comparing one aloha to a second aloha. It comes to metalter leimishtabdi. Oh, this we medame to Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to shvuah, it's chlukideis. Where do you draw the line? So lechayre pshat is as follows. The halacha of shomen agav sode means as follows. Means that when a behemoth ate peiris from a karke, so you can look at this hezek in two eifanim. You can look at the hezek, peiris were eaten from a mele, so you have to pay for the peiris. Or you can look at the hezek that the karke was damaged. A chelik of the peiris of the karke were taken away. You can look at it in two ways. And the Torah told us how you should look at it. You should look at Shomen Agav Sode. That's how you should look at it. You should look at it, which is also a way to look at it. It says, that's how you should look at it. When it comes to Shumas Nezokim, you look at it that there was a Karke that was worth more before, now it's worth less. Whatever it is, and that's how you look at it. Shomen Agav Sode. Now Rabbi Yehuda came and said, by Peiris Gemurim, you don't have this pasuk. You know why? He says, because this Peiris, since it doesn't need the karka anymore, you can't say that a hezek occurred to the karka. The whole lumdus of Shomen Agav Soda means I say the karka was damaged. So if it's a chelik of the karka, so I can say it was damaged. This is no more a chelik of the karka. It's mechubah to the karka. In Shabbos you'll be kaitzi, you'll be chayav al skoy. But you can't say that this is a din karka legabi mamin, because it doesn't need the karka anymore. So you can't say the karka was damaged through the achilas aperis. It's not called a chelik of the karka. It's considered an entity b'fnei atzma. So memele. So the Beinah Hananel said, when it comes to Shibut, Karak is Meshubit, Metalk Meinah Meshubit, so we don't say that Peiris Gemurim ever din Karak. That was what Rabbi Yehuda was Machadish, and we'll say this by Shibut also. So Tetumim Amere Dikazach, that is only when the criteria is Karak, so Peiris Gemurim do not have a din Karak. He says, by Shvue, it's very interesting, the limud is sabashvu by shomrim by shvu b'chidnish al reyeh kesef oy kelim lishma. So the Gemara darshens my kesef a kelim is a dova metaltel. So memele, so shomrim and shvu is also only an a dova metaltel. There the miyut is that you don't swear an a dova she'enei metaltel. The miyut is not kalke, you need dumye the kesef a kelim. Peiris, which are mechubah to a karke, it doesn't need the karke, it doesn't have a din karke, but it's not a davar metaltu. It's not a davar metaltu. So here already there's a machlokes tanoim, it could be einish boinolo, because the miyut by shvu is only swear a davar metaltu, this is not considered a davar metaltu. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ha-magdish besoich steich aveiroi shaloi bushus. A person made a godish, a pile of tvuah, in someone else's field, without permission. For ochlasan behemtoi shabal asode, the behemda bal asode helped himself and ate from this godish. Vata, so this is b'shus hamazik, he had no right to put it there. So memela, the bal asode is not responsible to watch that his behemda should not eat your tvuah. So memela is pata. Vim huska behem, and if by putting these, by putting this tvue in his sode, his behema got genizik, it slipped. Muskem balagodish chayiv, so the balagodish is chayiv to pay. You made a boyer bershusa, you made a boyer bershus balasod. Vim higdish bershus, but what happens if he had acquired rishus from the Bala Sode, that he could be Magdish B'Seich Sodeyu, and then the Behemah of the Bala Sode ate it up, Chayiv, then the Bala Sode is Chayiv. Then Bala Sode Chayiv. So the Gemara asks, Leima Tnan, this is Astam Mishneh, Doloi Kerebi. Dike Rebi, Rebi said, Ha'omar Achi Kabalolu Balabayis Lishma. Rabbi said, even if a Baal HaSodah gives someone permission to bring Peiris into his property, all that is being given is permission, but there's no obligations to watch the Tvuah. There's no obligation to watch the Tvuah. So Memela, according to Rabbi, if the behemah of the Baal HaSodah would eat the Tvuah, the Baal HaSodah is not Chayiv. And our Mishnah says that the Baal HaSod is Chayiv. So we see our Mishnah is not going according to Rebbe. Hastam Mishnah Nalek Rebbe. Omar HaPopis said, Hocho Benater Beidori Askinam. This Baal HaSod that we're speaking about is not a Poshet Baal HaSod. This person was a Shomer for all the Gedishim of the Biker. If he told him, bring in and make your godish, so he means, I'll watch it. Because anato beidori, that is his job. He is a karka which everyone brings the gedishim there and he watches it. Nato beidori, Dr. Rashi, shomer hagronis, he's the shomer hagronis. Shemin hogon hoyalaseis kol b'nei habika begoyren echot zegdishoy v'zegdishoy umemanin shema ubahi afilu Rebbe moide. Here Rebbe is also moide by anata beidori by saying you can bring in your tvue, so that is with this permission. There's also an obligation to watch it. That's by Anato Beidori. Let us see Toisvis. Amagdish Besoich Steich Averoi. Itzach Lemisnayu. So what is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? We had a similar Mishnah before. Oy Lemistama Deloike Rebbe. Either it's a Stam Mishnah, not like Rebbe, that we say with every haskama to bring it in, with every permission to bring it in, automatically there comes an obligation to watch it. So it's a stam mishnah like Rabbi, or Yilashmina, and after the Rabbi Maidi, Baha, Kedemaforish Begmore,
Or here Rabbi is moided anato beidori, and he says, when he says ayil, he means ayil beintekoma. There it means that he'll watch it. Zog to Mishnah weiter. Hasheleich es habeiro biyadchere shoyte vekotten. Potter bedinei od, midinei odom v'chayev bedinei shamayim. Shilech biyapikeyach, apikeyach chayev. Echot hevi yasa'u, v'echot hevi yasa'itzim. You had one person brought the fire, one person brought the eitzim. Amevi yasa'itzim chayev. So, that means this was the makib partish, the eish, the ur, mitzadatzmai would dwindle out. By bringing the eitzim next to the eish, and either ruach metzuyeh will make that they start kindling, or mamish next to the ur. So memele, so he's the one that made the eish. Echot hevi esa eitzim, vechot hevi esa ur. But what if it's the first one brought the eitzim, the second one brought the flame, and maybe it's the Uchayev. He was the one that made the hezek. But acher v'libre, but if you had this already here, you had eitzim, you have eish, now someone went and blew it to be mechaber, the eish to the eitzim, amalabechayev. Lipsa haruach kulam pturim. What happens if it was lipsa haruach? Then kulam pturim. Omar ish lokish mishmei decheskiye loishonu el shamosa loi gacheles v'libe. That what it says. Shaleich has a beira biadchere shoyte v'kotten that the mishaleich is pota v'dine yodam. That's speaking about that he gave him a gacheles. And if the cheresh would not have blown up this gacheles, it would have died out. And it seems lehavle lasuke adaite that the cheresh would do such a thing, that he'd be malabe the gacheles. So memele, then the Mishnah holds that yepota bidinei odom. Avul mosaloi shal heves chayit. But if he gave him already a mazik, napshat is that the cheresh is making the mazik. He gave him a fartik a mazik. Now what did the cheresh do? The cheresh took this mazik and brought it to a godish. So that, I'd just like to say, there's many pshatim, I'd like to say the way the Nachlas Dovin, Nachlas Bezim at Bey says, that Resh Lakish holds, if you give a cheresh, a shalheves, a cheresh is olul to take this shalheves and go to a godish and then the godish will be burnt to his hiluch. That should very well be expected. So the cheresh is like a ruach metzuya. So if he's like a ruach metzuya, so memele, so then it'll be chay. If he gave him a gecheles, so he didn't even give him a mazik, mitzad the gecheles, it's not even a mazik. He made the mazik. So that either is unexpected, or perhaps by making a mazik, he's not responsible for the actions of the cheresh. I didn't have a mazik as yet. But if he gave him a mazik already, and all the cheresh did was he delivered the mazik to the godish, that Resh Lakish holds, so this is an action that could have been expected to occur. So memele, the Bala Gacheles is chayiv. My time, my sov kogomuloi. I mean, this maise of giving a gacheles to a cheresh, that brought about this chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan omar, afilo mosoloi shall have his potter. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He holds afilo mosoloi shall have his potter. My time et tafse de cheresh gormoloi. That the actions, the achize of the cheresh, that was goyrem that this should occur.
So the Nachlus David Lamaisa wants to say pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, we're speaking about there was a mazik. And for the mazik to get in contact with the nizik, a ruach metziah won't take it there. Now what happened? He gave it to a cheresh, and the cheresh was the one that delivered the mazik to the nizik. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, you cannot consider a bal bechire a ruach metziah. That means, even though a cheresh is not too smart, but he still felt a bal bechire, and he has a mind of his own, you can't be mechayev the bala shel heves for the actions of the cheresh. I attribute this hezek not to the bala shel heves, not to the cheresh. The cheresh was the one that made the contact between the shel heves and the godish. So tzavse the cheresh kagorm loy, and I'm not. You can't be miyachas the hiloch of the cheresh to the bal hashel heves. The loy mechayev at sheyim soloy. Gavza silta v'shrage dahu vaday maisa didei gomo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're only chayev b'dinei Adam if he gave him shrage as a flame, a candle, and gavza and silta as fuel, then he's chayev. Then the Baal Ha'ish is chayev. Now, there are two mahalchim how to learn pshat in this gemara. The Tosfos Chida and Daf Chabez Amud Beis says a very understandable pshat. He said it's speaking about that he gave him a eish with fuel, and this eish mitzad atzmai is capable of going and being mazik a goddess, which it eventually did. Now, the Chiddush is, it's speaking about that he told this cheresh to watch this shouldn't happen. So a cheresh is not capable of watching it. So then the Baal Ha'ish is chayiv. That's called Vaday Maisa Didei Gormu. Vaday Maisa Didei Gormu. This is called, he's considered the Baal Ha'ish. And you can't rely on the cheresh to watch it. So he gave him a fartik and mazik with fuel that mitzad the mazik, it was mazik beruach metzuyeh, and the cheresh is not a shema. Mekiyasev by us seems to say a little different. Mekiyasev seems to be saying that the fuel was given, the eish was given, and the cheresh made the connection. He made the fire. Everything was put down in front of him in a silver platter. There's fuel, there's eish. He gave it to the cheresh. If the cheresh wouldn't have done anything, nothing would have happened. But the cheresh connected it. He saw fuel and eish. He connected it. So this is a chiddush. That means, and then it went with a ruach metziah already. Then it went with a ruach metziah. So the Mukiyasev says that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. If the whole Hilach was through the Cheresh, or case number two, he brings another case, let's say I gave him a Shalheves, and the Cheresh on his own accord brought fuel, so Memela, so he says, so that's called Tataps the Cheresh Gorma, it's called, he did it. He's considered the Baal Ha'ish, not me. But if you put everything in front of him with a silver platter, he just made the connection. But he made the connection, Taka, the Cheresh made the connection. Then we consider that you're a Baal Ha'ish. We were not Miyachas the Ha'ish, since most of this Ha'ish came to your Pshia, so you're considered a Baal Ha'ish, and then you're Chai. Zogt Rashi, Tzavsa, Tzvas. Hey, prongs. Gavza kaitzim, silta eitzim dakim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shilech biyad pikeach, a pikeach hayit. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, man de tonne liebe loy mishtabish, Mandatone nibe loy mishtabesh. That means others were geiris in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, bo'achel v'libo hamalabe chayit. And others were geiris bo'achel v'nibo hamanabe chayit. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, however, you learned in the Mishnah, it's correct. Mandatoni libe loy mishtabesh tefsiv belabas eish. Mandatoni nibe loy mishtabesh tefsiv boirei niv sfosoy. So the Baal Tanura says that what's the text? How does labas eish come to boacha veliba? Nofach be'eish, he blew on the eish, ve'helo shal heves kamei belabas eish. So, Libo is saying what he accomplished. He created Ashalheves through his Nefiche. So, the Loshen of Libo is speaking of the accomplishment, and we assume that came about through, that's Kolon, the Loshen came about through his Nefiche. The one who is Geiris Nibo, so Rashi said that's the Loshen, the Midmos says that's Nivs Fosoim. When a person speaks, there's a ruach that goes out from his mouth, and that was a mamela. So here the Mishnah is speaking about the pu'ule of the menabe, not the result of the labaseish. We're speaking about the pu'ule that he made a ruach that made that he should become an eish. Nibo zekrashik she'odom medaber menanei esfosov v'ruach yeitz. Now, the Mishnah ends up by saying, Lipso ha-ruach kulim pturim. What happens if the ruach, one brought eitzim, one brought eish, and then the ruach when connected it together? So the Mishnah says, kulim pturim. Tana Rabbono, libo v'lipso ha-ruach, אם יש בליבויי כדי ללבויס החייב במלאב פוטר. So we learned about Raisa, what if two contributed to the Asiyas HaEish? That means he was blowing on it, בליבס הרוח. So it says, אם יש בליבויי כדי ללבויס, if his blowing alone is sufficient to connect the Ur to the Eitzim, so he's Chayev. Bimlav potter, but if the only way this eish came about is through betziruf the lips of ruach, so then you potter. Frik the Gemara mayle hevi kizoyre beruach mesayat. So the Gemara asks a kasha: why don't we combine his blowing together with the ruach, and he should be responsible for this combination, even though he's not the sole source of the eish? But it should be like Meleches Zoyre. So what does Rashi say? Levi ki Zoyre dechaye mishum melocha b'shabbos. The melocha of Zoyre was that someone threw up kernels of wheat that there was still husks that were attached to them, and the wind separated the husks from the kernels. So Yechayiv al Melechah Shabbos, even though it's the wind that did it. Af al pi sheharuach misayatoi kshehu magbia hatvua berachas shekirim fly. There's a wind shovel that alcohol. So even though the hafrodas apsoiles from the oichel is done b'tziruf haruach, afal pikein, it's called apula mishutefes, he threw it into the wind separated it, and that brought about this hafrodas psoiles me oichel, and your chayiv min ha-teire. So I'm responsible for that when I was mishtatev, the koyach of the ruach with my mice, and we ended up with a hafrod of pseilus meyichel. So let's say the same thing
in Hilchus Nezikin, I should be chayv veish if I was mishtatev. I harnessed together with my pool the ruach metzuye. So we have a few terutzim. Omar Abaye, hochem my eskinin kegoin shelibo mitzadechot velipsoy haruach mitzadachem. They were blowing from different directions.
What does Rashi say? Mitzad acher deloy ahani ihu.
So the Dvayakiv says pshat in Rashi, that what Lemaise accomplished, that the Eish should attach itself to the fuel, that's the Ruach. The Ruach was Melabe. His Libui, that means if they would be both blowing from the same direction, so then we can say that the Eish came about, Betziruf, Shnei Ruches, Ruach Piv and the Ruach Metzuye. But here it's speaking about that they were working in opposite directions. So Memele, he did not at all contribute to the Asiyas Aish. V'layahani ihu. So that I saw that Vayakiv asks, so yes, fine. So why is Nichayev? It's a Ruach Metzuyeh. We're speaking about a Ruach Metzuyeh. So why isn't he chayiv for what the Ruach Metzuyeh did? The Ruach Metzuyeh made an Eish. And he knew that. So he wants to say that Rashi holds that the whole chiyuv of a Ruach Metzuyeh is if you have a mazik and you have a mazik and you're mechuyev to watch the mazik and the Ruach Metzuyeh can make the mazik travel, then the halacha is that you're chayiv for Ruach Metzuyeh. But if you don't have a mazik at all, you have Eitzim and Eish, and there's no connection. So there is no chiyuv on the Ruach Metzuyeh. The whole chiyuv of a Ruach Metzuyeh is, if I'm a Baal Eish, I'm responsible for that, but a Ruach Metzuyeh will be moilach my Eish. But if I'm not a Baal Eish, I'm not a chiyuv at all. So that's pshat in the first teretz, that he... That means if both would have contributed together, so then we say he and the Ruach created an Eish, he'd also be considered Baal Eish. Like by Zayra also you say, throwing into the wind, and the wind, it's considered we created a Afroda of Pseilus from Eichel. That's the Teretz, that's the first Teretz. Rav Omar kegoin shelibo beruach metzuye, velipsei haruach beruach she'ene metzuye. What does Rashi say? Kegoin shelibo beruach metzuye. Kshemaschil lelabois, loyhois haruach neshaves pachazoke, loyhoya mavir bekach. The case is speaking about that there was a ruach metzuye blowing. He's blowing, the Ruach Metzuyeh is blowing, and I'll tell you, between both of them, it's garnish mit garnish. Nothing is going to happen. And he's blowing in the Ruach, nothing is happening.
Then all of a sudden, a Ruach She'ene Metzuyeh comes of all things, and the Ruach She'ene Metzuyeh goes and connects the Eish with the Eitzim. Ubos a Ruach She'ene Metzuyeh, the Lipsoi. The milsud loisolik adaitehu. So this he never thought would happen. So Memele is not responsible for the actions of the Ruach Metzuyeh. But he didn't think that, he never thought that this would happen. So he's not responsible for this. He was only blowing together with a Ruach Metzuyeh, which would get no place quickly. So Memele, that's why he's part of this case. Loisolik adaitehu. He was mechaven for this. That's this teretz. Rav Zeira Omer kegoin de tzamro tzmuri. Zagt Rashi, tzamro tzmuri, loshen ishto tzmirto. This is a hot woman, a woman with fever.
chamimus, kloima, shloinofach mamish, he wasn't blowing with force that could be mechaber the age. Ela b'neshime kederech hamechamim b'neshimos yesh yod avdein zalibik. He just wants to warm his hands, so he's just blowing hot air on it, but the air alone is not capable of connecting the eish to the eitzim. Agavuche, the Dvar Yaakov says that the emissin, so he didn't do anything, so what's right to the chiddush? He says the chiddush is that this tamrutz muri, or the case of mitzad acher, accomplished that the eish did not blow out. That means you have two things. You have an ur, you have eitzim. The lemaise, what connected the eitzim, the ur to the eitzim, that's not him. He was not capable of connecting it. He was blowing from the other side. He was a ruch sheni metzuya, or the ruch metzuya did it by itself. What he did accomplish was that the fire that was there didn't blow out. So that made that when the ruach came to connect it, there was a fire to connect with. So the chiddush is that's nothing. For the eish lemaisa that was mazik came about through the connection of the eitzim with the yur, and that he didn't do at all. Now we have here the last teretz. Rav Zeira Omar. No, Rav Ashi Omar. Kemrinin zeire veruach mesayate ani mili leinin shabbes, to meleches machsheves osra teure. Avol hoche grome baalmohu o grome benezok in pot. Zekrashi meleches machsheves niskaimo machshavtoi de nichelei veruach mesayate. Now, this is a Meirdike Teretz. I'd like to mention two Mahalchim in this Gemara. The Pashtus Loshon of Rashi is Shabbos has different halachas. By Shabbos, the Chiyav is for what he wanted to accomplish. It is not necessary that he is to accomplish it by himself. We can use other forces and other koiches to make sure that it should become accomplished. By Shabbos, niskaimo machshavtei, his intent was niskayim, the nichalei beruach mesayata, and he's responsible for this, even though he didn't do it. But by nezikin, there's a different halacha. Nezikin, you have to make the ezik. You have to be a baleish. If you didn't make the ezik, you're potter. So the Dvar Yaakov brings down from the Ritas Loshon of Rashi, it would seem that the Gemara is differentiating between Meleche Shabbos and Hezekis. And there are Shitas HaPoiskim that hold that Lav Davke by Zoyre one is Chayev Beruach Mesayatai. By Mavir Dal Damas Bishusarabim you'll be Chayev. By Meleches Mavir, you'll be chayev if you're making Ganesh. All Meleches, you'll be chayev for a Ruach Mesayat. Because by Shabbos, the din is what he wanted to accomplish, and which was accomplished, even though other forces were used to make this accomplishment, you're chayev. So the Meforshim Eska Kashe, the Gemara says, Mesecht Shabbos, Gram kibui is mutter. Because the Gemara says, Asiyahu da'osar ha'grom eshori. Which means as follows. Let's say a person went, there's a fire coming. So he goes and puts in front of the fire a keli, that when the fire will come in contact with the keli will bust, and the water, there's water in the keli, and the water will extinguish the fire. What did he want to do? He wanted to extinguish the fire. He wanted to do bch. That's so. The Gemara says by Meleche Shabbos it says Asiyah, Asiyah da'osa.
Gromeshori. That he was Goyrem that it should happen. Zichet, it was good. I didn't do it. So the Eskakasha here, it seems, here the Gemara seems to be saying that by Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves Osratero, what you wanted to happen. Niskaimo Machshavtoi, Tenichaloi. And by Nezikin, Grom is also. But here, but it seems by Shabbos, Grom is Mutter, it seems. There it says, Asiya Huda Osa. So it brings down that Mephoshim say a Teretz, that the difference is, if it happens spontaneously right away, so that's equivalent to Zayre. That means, together with my Pule, the results come about, he throws it into the Ruach, and it separates the husks from the kernels. There there's a Dimeleches Machsheves Osro Teire. So we combine the Koyach HaRuach together with my Maise. Over there, by Gram Kibui, and therefore they hold by all Melachas will be like that, if it will come right away. Bring down a Maril, if someone throws water, and the Ruach will be Mava, the water, the Aldamas Peshu Sarab will be Chayv Al Tzmava. Because you metzaref the pulas haruach with his pu'ula. That's because it comes spontaneously with his actions. So then you're chayim. That's also called an asiya. We learned this out from Zohar. But by Gram Kibui was speaking about it doesn't happen spontaneously. He puts down a klicheres full of water, and when the fire will reach the klicheres, and it'll break the klicheres, will become extinguished. There the Gemara says, there there's a chasor nasiya omar achmone, and grom is mutter. So there there's a ptur of grome if it doesn't happen right away. But if it happens right away, then we consider it his mice, and that's nilmat from Zayre. This is the mahalach that it seems from Rashi. There are others that say that the Gemara means to say something else in Ganzen. That Zayre is different. Meleches Zayre, that's how the Meloche stelt sich weg. Meleches Zayre is that, but the Mishkan also they made Zayre like that. So there we combine the harnesses the Ruach to his Pula. But by all other Meloches in Shabbos Kufa, there's no such din. And in Emerson, there's a Moiradike Machloikis, the Mogen Avrom, and the Evan Ha'ezel. The Mogen Avrom says, if a person put in Chitim into a water mill, and he's putting in the Chitim in Shabbos, and the water mill is turning the mill to grind the Chitim, so the Mogen Avrom says that he's Potter. It's not Mutter, but it's Potter. He's not doing anything. The water's grinding. He's just putting it in. The water's grinding it. Devin Oizer says he's chayiv et zayre veruch misayate. So the Mephoshim explained what's the machloikis. Machloikis is how to learn pshat in our Gemara. The Mogen Avrom learned pshat. They say the mashmois from the Rosh and Asugi is like this. That our Gemara meant only the melachis. That in the Mishkan, the Meloche was done with a tziruf of a koyach acher. So that, v'ochi chai v'rachmon, that's how Meloche Zayre works. You always do it that way. So Memela, there you're responsible for the harnessing the koyach haruach. So Memela, so therefore the Magen Avraham held, but by a water mill, I didn't do it, the water did it. I just put it, that's called a grommet. And Evan Oizer learned, like this Mashmois in Rashi, that Rashi doesn't differentiate by Zayre. Melechus Machsheves Niskaima Machshavti Denechle Beruach Mesayatoi. So it seems that by Shabbos, by all Meloches, there's this Halacha that you're responsible for the actions of the Ruach, and that the Mephoshim said, but that Tavka would happen right away. If there's a delay, then that Zichur, that we have this Klal, Asiya Omar Rachmona Vulay Grom.